Today's episode, Tex Cushion and His Mammoth Sled Dogs. By 1927, the mining boom that was Mammoth City and the Lake Mining District had been over for nearly 40 years. The folks that still lived in the area made their living from mostly logging and from the few hardy tourists who made their way to the area to fish during the summer months. Few people actually lived in Mammoth during the winter. No snowplows cleared the roads, and snowmobiles were still just a dream. Getting around in Mammoth during the winter was not for the faint of heart. Texan Ruth Cushion from Canada came to Mammoth that winter of 1927. Right away, they acquired a dog team to help them stay mobile during the long Sierra winter. Tex's ability to get around with his dogs, even during the most trying of winter conditions, soon became legendary. Tex maintained a regular patrol to the remote caretaker cabins around the lake, bringing supplies and mail when others would not even venture outside. He even carried needed supplies to a remote mining camp over Minaret's summit. Tex recalled he once used 23 dogs to haul 1,500 pounds of supplies and equipment to the mining camp. The lead dog was an astounding 94 feet in front of Tex and his sled. Tex and Ruth built a kennel at Mammoth and began to raise sled dogs. His fine canines were sought by sledders and mushers all over the western United States. Each spring, Tex would take a team of dogs and gear to the Automobile Club's outdoor show in Los Angeles. The famed driver and his dogs were a popular attraction at the show. Many a desperate situation in Mammoth during the winter was made better by Tex and his dogs. In times of heavy snow, he would take the sick or injured residents to wherever Highway 395 was open, which sometimes was all the way to the top of Sherwin Grade, where a doctor from Bishop would meet them. Many brave people have lived here in the Eastern Sierra, giving generously of themselves to help their fellow man and women. In the case of Tex Cushion, he did so with man's best friend, which carried him over an often snow-covered El Camino Sierra.